Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You know, it's interesting in Scripture when Jesus talked about grace, he didn't just give a dictionary definition. He didn't give a declarative sentence that summarized it nice and neatly. You know, you can do that. I mean, you can summarize it as simply as saying grace is the favor shown by God to sinners. I mean, that's about as succinct as I think it can be said. But there's more to it than that. Grace is so multifaceted. So what did Jesus do? He told stories. You know, he told the story of the prodigal son. That story is such a powerful beacon that it just shines forth the God's grace, and you just see different, like a diamond, you see different facets of God's grace in that story of how the son, you know, takes the inheritance, leaves home, and lives a wild life, and sees the error of his ways, and with much trepidation returns home, hoping against hope that maybe his father would treat him as a hired hand. I mean, that would be the best possible outcome in his mind. And yet the father enfolds him back into the family. He kills a fatted calf. They throw a party. He embraces his son and says, you know, you're my son, and not some hired hand. And it's just such a wonderful expression that we don't see in other religions. You know, it's interesting. If you look in Buddhist literature, there is a kind of a parallel story. And it's a story about a son that leaves home and lives kind of wildly and sees the error of his ways and returns home. But in the Buddha story, he ends up working for 25 years to kind of work off, his years of bad karma, so to speak, in terms of the way he lived, and to sort of pay off that debt. He spends 25 years hauling dung. So, you know, there's a stark contrast between the God of grace and a works kind of mentality, which, frankly, every other world religion is based on. Christianity is the only world religion that is based on grace. And as one of my old teachers used to say, you know, every other world religion is spelled D-O. You have to do a bunch of things, use a Tibetan prayer wheel or give alms to the poor or go on a pilgrimage or pray in a certain way or eat certain foods, avoid certain foods and so forth. You do all those things to try to earn your way to God. But Christianity is spelled D-O-N-E. It's done. Jesus, his words on the cross, it is finished. He has paid for the penalty for our sins, and he offers forgiveness and eternal life as a free gift of his grace. That's the contrast, and it's a stark contrast.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.